You might say that Russian and American leaders have been on a potential collision course for decades. Nowadays, there's instant communication when problems come up between Moscow and Washington. That wasn't the case back in the early 60s, until that fabled symbol of the Cold War, the hotline, was created 50 years ago this summer. Here's reporter Ashley Byrne to help us separate hotline myth from reality.
Think of the Cold War, and then think of the Kremlin and Washington and communication between the two, and you probably conjure up an image of a big red telephone. That's certainly how critical conversations between president and Soviet leader have been mythologized in all those novels and movies over the years. But that was far from the reality. There was no phone, just a teletypewriter. Jack Matlock was U.S. ambassador to the USSR for many years.
It was a data line from the very beginning, and still is. And it was calculated to be that, because the idea being is that if you put something in writing, it tends to take some of the emotion out of it.
It was the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis which brought the world to the brink of nuclear war, which originally prompted the setting up of the hotline. Jack Matlock says the process of getting messages between the two leaders before it was installed could be a hugely tedious process.
To translate the entire message, even though two of us were doing it, took us a little over 2 hours. But then it had to go on a telegraph form, and that form go to our code room, which in turn would be rekeyed and then transmitted. Kennedy was very upset that it took so long to get the full message. I mean, like 2.5 hours. That was the thought, that in a crisis, we need something which is more direct and which is instantaneous.
So the Russians agreed with President Kennedy, and the hotline was installed 50 years ago.
The data link was really there in case there was a sudden emergency. You know, say, for example, there's an accidental launch of a nuclear missile, and you got to let the other side know, you know, in seconds.
Mr. President, the Moscow hotline is operating, and allegedly Kosygin is at the other end and wants to know if you're in the room in which the receiving apparatus is located. Now, we have a receiving station over here in the Pentagon, and you also have a hookup over into the Situation Room.
The line was first used seriously by President Lyndon Johnson in 1967 during the Six-Day War between Israel and its Arab neighbors.
Are the facilities equal here in the White House?
Yeah, they are. I think it'd be better to be over there.
Sure.
I wish I'll be over there in 15 minutes. We can tell them we'll be there in 15 minutes.
Dr. Hal Saunders was the Middle East expert advising the president at the time.
The message came in at about, 7:45 in the morning. The war had broken out. That message was answered within an hour. It indicated that within a period of a couple of hours, you could have a message and a response.
This was a groundbreaking development in communications.
The final day, when the Soviet message came in that unless the war stops, we might be forced to move militarily, the president was quoted later in a book as saying he had never heard the voices in a meeting at that level so low. People recognized that this Soviet threat of potential military action was very, very serious business.
You'd think in these days of much improved mass communication, there'd be little need for the hotline now, but new technology isn't always reliable, and a direct, no-interference link between the two leaders is still considered necessary. Former ambassador to the USSR, Jack Matlock again.
Given the fact that we're still the two largest nuclear powers, and unfortunately both sides still keep a certain number of missiles on alert, to have the ability to communicate instantly is extraordinarily important.
Tensions exist between the USA and Russia to this day, but it's not known whether the hotline's being used during the current standoff around Syria. Experts believe, though, that it has been crucial in maintaining the peace between the two countries over the past 5 decades. For The World, I'm Ashley Byrne.